Yeah, Aerosmith tickets, they're going for like $300-$400. It's like, I saw them when they were okay. I mean, they were never really good, were they? Was Aerosmith ever really good? It's like, you look like Steven Tyler now. He goes and he's getting like a sauce sub down at Mama Leone's. He looks like my grandmother. I don't know. I love Aerosmith, but I don't like Aerosmith. You know what I mean? It's like I love him, but I don't like him. I'm certainly not paying $300 or $400 for him. I mean, you could buy that van that was on Pawn Stars a couple of years ago or whatever. Didn't they find like the first van? It was like a beaver hunter van. It's sitting out in the woods and they restored it for like $900 or something. The original Aerosmith van. It was the Pawn Stars shoot-off, whatever it was called. It was like American Restoration or something where they buy like an old Coca-Cola vending machine for $25 and then they sell it for like $700. Ugh. Man, I'm in the wrong business, man. Spinning discs. Here I am spinning discs for over 15 years at WMFO, and who cares? Nobody cares. But it's audio therapy. I like to come in and, you know, it's like a self-preservation thing, you know? It's like I masturbate for the week on air, and then I go home. Time Travel isn't here with you today. It is the Big 80s with Lenny Clark. Here with you until 7 p.m.
Bust it. Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance. But then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be.
getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bride made looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kind of cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, because the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she want to dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G-Bust the move.
I remember dancing to that. Yeah, just the other day I was in the shower and I'm like, put on some Young MC. And I was dancing in the shower. I lathered myself up, slipping, sliding all over the place. It was a great time. Young MC here on the Big 80s came out in 1989. I think this one came out in the 80s too, but I don't even know. Should I look it up? It's not really fair if it's outside of the 80s. It's not outside of the 80s though, but these guys, they were thrown together and neither one of them sang. And everybody loved them. They did like Girl, You Know It's True. They were like German and French. They were an R&B duo from Munich. A couple of guys from there. And they were Fab Morvan and Rob Pilatus. One of them died, I think. Fab's still alive, but I think Pilatus is gone. Yeah, Pilatus died at the age of 32. It's a shame. But it was Milli Vanilli. Milli Vanilli. Hey, what do you want to name the band, Rob and Fab? Let's call it Milli Vanilli. And they were basically like a couple of swingers, you know? They were a couple of models, and somebody else actually sang on the album. And it was a big hit because, you know, as you know, people like to jump on board, and if something's stupid, they love it. Anyway, they did Blame It on the Rain. They did Girl, You Know It's True. Let's do Blame It on the Rain from 1989. It's Milli Vanilli here on the Big 80s. Lord help us all. Lord help us all.
You see.
Milli Vanilli didn't sing one note on that record. They blamed it right on the rain. It's actually a pretty good tune. I like it. I forget who the actual two people who sang it were, but that was Milli Vanilli with Blame It on the Rain from late 1989. So they were really big. That hit number one. It was on like the Billboard for like 60 weeks or something like that, and it finally hit number one for a couple weeks. They won a Grammy for Best New Artist, and then they rescinded the Grammy. It was the first time it had ever happened. Arista Records, they dumped them. And they deleted the master tapes from the back catalog. So Milli Vanilli is probably a collector's item. You go out there and you buy the CD, you probably get, $30, $40 for it. But you can listen to it here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle for free. My favorite four-letter word, free. For free. We did it for free. How about some Let's try that again. My mouth seems to elude me right now. Let me put my tongue back in. Sibilance. My Prerogative by Bobby Brown here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. You want to call in and make a request? Go ahead. 855-915-WMFO. I can't promise you I'm going to pick up, but you want to call in and make a request? Go ahead or just like shout up at the window for me like I'm Rapunzel or something like that. That'd be fun. It's his prerogative. It's Bobby Brown. He decided to do a whole bunch of crack, and he killed off Whitney in the process, but that was his prerogative, I guess. Anyway, Bobby Brown here, fantastic song from 1988, from a not-so-fantastic man, as it turns out, as it gets older and older. That's the thing, is like you have to kind of go out like a Janis Joplin or the 27 Club, you know, like a Jim Morrison, you know, an Elvis. Elvis made it into like 40, 41, 40. He was already a mess by then, but you know what I mean, like the 27 Club, you know, around there. And you go on and it's like, hey, what could they have done? You know what? They would have gotten fat and lazy and old and boring, and they died early. So goes down in history. So I don't know. Do you want to, if I could do it all again, I wouldn't. All I know is that. The Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m. And next week, we're going to do a July 4th spectacular show on the, what is it going to be, the 28th? Yeah, 28th of June. We're going to do a July 4th spectacular. We'll have to do a July 4th spectacular here at WMFO. And next week will be a July 4th spectacular as we play July 4th tunes on the 28th of June. So tune in for that. I'm sure you're putting it on your calendar right now. Put it on the Outlook. Give yourself one of those things, and then don't dismiss, snooze. Snooze for 5 minutes, then snooze for five more minutes, and then tune in and hear it live, because it's exciting when it's live. You never know. I might drop an F-bomb or a deuce or something, you know, something on the air, then you're going to be like, what did he just do? Did he belch? Was that duty? We don't know. It's live. It's live. I'm going to tell you it's live because it's 6:17 and 50 seconds right now here in Medford, Massachusetts. People start to put like the times on like photos or something, like their mob bosses or something like that. It's like, hey, I got this today's newspaper, and here is the friend that I'm with, just to prove that it's today. It's a weird world we're living in now, isn't it? 2023. I loved the 80s. I look back and I love all music, but the 80s I got a special fondness for. I think what happens is when you're in your teens and stuff and you're with your friends, you listen to a whole lot of music a little bit more, and it's exciting listening to new music. I don't listen to too much new music now. I don't care. I don't have any time. It's like I still got Bon Jovi music and lyrics in my head, you know? I can't learn anything new. Gotta listen to the old stuff, you know? What should I do next? I'm going to do some Power Station. I love the Power Station. These are a couple of guys from Duran Duran and also Robert Palmer, and they threw together an album, and it's pretty good. Here we go. Power Station with Get It On, Bang A Gong here on the Big 80s. There's the Power Station here on the Big 80s with Chris Roll. I am here with you until 7 p.m. I was looking at the phone this morning, as I like to do every morning. Now I just get up and I'm like, can't work just yet. I'm going to roll around in bed and eventually put my feet on the floor. But first, I'm going to watch some videos. And Samantha Fox came on and she's like, hey, I'm coming to Boston. And I'm like, you're coming to Boston? Good for you. Samantha Fox, I didn't even know she was still alive. But she had a big hit in 1986, and she was this. I think she's from England. I'm pretty sure she's from England. So she's gonna take the boat over here, and she's gonna come and perform here in Boston. And she's probably pretty old now, but still looks pretty good. But she had a song called "Touch Me, I Want Your Body," and I'm sure some boys out there still want to touch her. And you know, good for her. Good for her. Maybe she'll make a couple $100 while she's here. So Samantha Fox coming to Boston, and I'm going to play one of her songs for you because it's the Big 80s, and I might as well throw a chick in there for you. Might as well, you know. Got to do something. Got until 7 p.m., and, you know, I got to play something. Might as well play this. Samantha Fox, "Touch Me," in parentheses, "I Want Your Body." It's pretty sexy. It's not as sexy as Faith, but it's pretty good. I think Samantha Fox doesn't have as nice an ass as George Michael, but he's 6 feet under, so I guess she's doing all right. She's fine.
Oh,
Touch me, touch me, I wanna feel your body. Touch me, touch me, I wanna feel your body. Touch me, touch me, I wanna feel your body. Touch me,
can't
touch
go.
Me,
do
don't
this.
Wanna feel
Clear
your
out.
Body.
Poop
what
fast.
Is going on with this?
Fiber helps you poop, right?
Why do we always have,
according to New York's top,
why do we always have commercials Fiber about says. Pooping now? There's like TP and crap and like, come on, you know? Come on. At least put on the ones about the shootings, for God's sake. The Sandy Hook, those are on there all the time. What is going on with, like, I'm watching a 3-minute video and I have to watch 20 seconds of somebody taking a dump? Come on. Jeez. Just disgusting. Samantha Fox there with Touch Me, I Want to Feel Your Body. It was pretty sexy. I would say is on par with Faith. Maybe even a little sexier, you know, because I'm attracted to her. I'm attracted to that Samantha Fox. She's all right. She's all right. So she's coming to Boston. Maybe I'll call her up and be like, hey, Samantha Fox, you want to stop into WMFO and play some hits here in Studio A? We'll see what she says, you know. The answer's probably going to be no, or maybe her publicist is going to say, like, hey, I'll come over, and then she'll show up without Samantha Fox, and I'll have to buy her dinner. And I'll be like, oh, my God, this troll, I got to get her the hell out of here. I got to get home. I got stuff to do. I got to work tomorrow, you know. Sly Fox next. Let's Go All the Way. This one's from 86. This one's fun too, you know. Let's keep the sex up, you know. Let's keep the sex up. Let's Go All the Way. It's like, you know, doing it. It's like first, second, third base. Home run, man. Home run, Sly Fox. Good for you. Let's Go All the Way. They're getting inside one another here on the Big 80s.
Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way. Go all the way. Let's go all the way. Yeah. La 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 la.
Good stuff from Sly Fox here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle. That one's from 1986. Let's go all the way. I'm going to bring you back to 1980 with ABBA. I think. Aren't I? Yeah, I am. This is the silent part of the song. Come on, ABBA. What are you doing to me? Jeez. Should I put on the poop song again? The poop commercial? Yeah, I guess it's not playing. Whatever. What are you going to do? I was going to play some ABBA for you. Then we had some Sly Fox in there, and then we had some Samantha Fox right before that. Wanted to play Fox on the Run, but that one's from 75. But let's do the On and On again. Let's try this again. On and On, ABBA. Breaking the flow here right now. Jay-Z would be so angry with me. He wasn't around in the big 80s. He was probably peeing his diapers. I got a live version of it. I think this is a regular version of it. Let's try it again. Here we go. On and On and On, ABBA here on the big 80s with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m. We might have to hear a commercial beforehand. No, we don't. We're good. Yeah. There's a bunch of guys like getting in a car and getting gum on their hands and falling over. Yeah, we're going to get rid of that.
Then and go.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to skip the ads. All right, here we go. There we go. There we go. I'll even start it over again because it's so exciting, the beginning. Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m. You want to call in, make a request. It's almost too late. 855-915-WMFO.
Do we have some time for us? I said I was not exactly waiting for the bus.
The Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. That is from 1980. That is ABBA here. Great song. I love that. I'm going to take you to the other end of 1989. I'm going to bring you to the other end of the 1980s. I'm going to bring you to 1989 now with an album I love, and I know every single lyric to this, and I'm kind of proud of that, and I'm kind of sad about it at the same time. It is the Beastie Boys with Shake Your Rump here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Turn this one up. Turn it up a little louder than that. Come on. Come on, Chris. Sheepers crow. What are you doing? 6:39 in the evening here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is The Big 80s with Chris Earle. And we're listening to the silent version of Shake Your Rump by the Beastie Boys. I hope you're all enjoying it. Shake Your Rump here on The Big 80s with Chris Earle. I'm going to just type it right in again and pretend like nothing happened. And like I said, why don't you turn it up? Like, I'm giving these great intros and then all of a sudden nothing happens, you know? It's like, what are you going to do, you know? Too many things. This board's too big, you know? My problem is too many fingers and not enough buttons.
Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
the village. My style's wild and you know that it's still it.
This old bag's dripping and you're doing the ball.
Shake your rope.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is The Big 80s. here with you until 7 p.m. You can always go on the archive, WMFO.org, and listen to the show from the beginning. Hope you're having a good day. The first day of the summer, June 21st, 2023, is Flock of Seagulls. There's some Flock of Seagulls here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle. Yeah. Here's some Gap Band in the background early in the morning here.
Yeah.
There's the Gap Band, Early in the Morning. I believe that was from 82. Great tune there. Poison Ivy, spring, summer, and fall. Terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. Look out for poison ivy, the three-leafed poison ivy plants. It has an oily resin that, with a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash, and many people last for weeks. Blah, 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 blah. This thing is like 4 pages long. Just look out for poison ivy. Be careful not to touch your skin with your hands and spread the oil around the other parts of your body. I put a little Bengay on me today, and then I had to go boom boom, and I'm like, woo! I didn't wash it good enough before I went the boom boom, you know? It went right through the towel. Anyway, big 80s. Next week, going to be back with What Is This, I believe, or some form of time travel to the big 80s or something. It's going to be a July 4th spectacular show, and we'll see if Derek is going to be here or not. I'm assuming he will be. So the What Is This next week, and returns next week. But I hope you've enjoyed the big 80s with Chris Searle. I'm going to leave you with two more. One is going to be Dixie's Midnight Runners with their big hit, Come On Eileen, and the last one is also going to have a fiddle in it. It's John Mellencamp with Paper and Fire. You guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy the rest of the first day of summer, everybody. Stay cool, time travelers, and I will see you next week on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio. Have a good night, everybody. See you next week.
Chased after her dream with much desire. But when she got too close to her expectation, her dream burned up like paper and fire. Paper and fire, sticking up the ashtray. Paper and fire, smoking up the alleyways. Who's to say the way a man should spend his day? Like paper and fire. He wanted love with no involvement, so he chased the wind. That's all a city life required. And the days of vanity went on forever. And he saw his days burn up. Paper and fire. Paper and fire. Singing up the ashtray. Paper and fire. Smoking up the alleyways. Who's to say the way a man should spend his day? Smoking up like paper and on our appetite.